But my question is in her, that now with the immunotherapies, I'm very interested. I can't say those names with those new mAbs coming up as SN38 and the TROP2. I mean, is this the kind of patient that we would do immunotherapy on,
So
these triple
actually,
negatives?
I was going to ask both of you that as a final question. George, you were talking about the data that we have with checkpoint inhibitors. Are there any situations right now where you would or have attempted to get a checkpoint inhibitor, triple negative metastatic disease, run out of options outside of trial setting?
So the only case I have where I know it's worked is sort of the exception that proves the rule. It was actually a patient who had early stage breast cancer, suffered a chest wall recurrence, was triple negative, burned through all the standard triple negative drugs, was 6 weeks from dead with a packed lung. We did do genomic testing on her, next generation sequencing on her, found out that she had an MSI high tumor.
Wow.
That was 24 cycles ago,
Wow.
as of Tuesday of this week.
But I know we talked about this in a GI meeting. I think the incidence of MSI in breast is like 0.1 or
Yeah,
0.01%.
Well, the fascinating thing is that this is why you should always take a history. The patient had an early stage endometrial cancer,
Ah, interesting. Wow.
where Lynch syndrome, of course, is quite common.
So, well, that certainly would be one situation, but outside of that, would you? I mean, a lot of people try in desperation. There are a lot of investigators who tell me they do that.
I'm impressed by the recent ASCO data. 4.7% response rate for single agent checkpoint inhibition. And
Or unimpressed.
yes, I was impressed by why anyone could call it a positive trial.